So it is Friday, the 6th of February, and I'm currently sat in my office of my job, and I kind of have that Friday feeling. But I'm also sat here writing a to-do list and filling up my diary for the next month, and suddenly just got a wave of panic, which I'm sure lots of other people get sometimes, and you just think, oh my God, I've got so much to do and so little time. Now, I don't know if I can give any advice on this or anything, but what I do recommend is write it down. Write it down. That way you know, and then you have that horrible niggling feeling of, I've forgotten something. What have I forgotten to write down? And I promise you, that niggling feeling will come and tap you on the shoulder and tickle your feet about 2 o'clock in the morning while you're lying in bed. So if you keep that kind of notebook by your bed or something, then it's there if you just write it in. At the moment, my boyfriend seems to be going through a lot of stressful things at the moment. He's moving to London, he's setting up a freelance career, and it's just all a bit much. And I know he'll be wonderful. He can do it. I know he can. And I'm sure if anyone else is suffering from anxiety, or just not anxiety, maybe just stress, you know you can do it, and you can do it because you have to do it. It's that whole thing of having a deadline. You know, when I did it when I was at uni, I only ever used to be able to do coursework about the week before the deadline because I need that fear. I need that push. I'm not saying that is a healthy way to live your life really close to deadlines. I envy you people who submit stuff a month in advance. I can't do that. Never have been able to. And it's something I hate you for being able to do. And if you can sing as well, I hate you even more. Being proactive and singing. I hate it. Anyway, tangent. And one thing you have to remember is that you will get them done. You will get it done because you have to get it done. Someone else is relying on you to work hard. So you will work hard, not only for yourself, but for them. And I think that's the important thing, is you have to remember that you will get these things done. And yeah, it's going to be stressful, but imagine what it's going to feel like when it's all over. You know, and you get that really lovely feeling of, oh, I've done it. Even if it's only for half a day until you get sent the next job or the next bunch of editing to do or an essay to submit, you've done it. Just enjoy the moments when you're working hard and you know it's for something. But also, to second that, well, to kind of sit on the other side of that, you do have to give yourself time to relax and time to chill out. Even if it is 5 minutes on the sofa with your eyes closed and your feet up, and you just don't talk to anybody, don't have the telly on, don't listen to any music, just don't do anything. Just sit there and just be you for like 5 minutes. I've never been a fan of taking baths, but I've taken more baths, by that I mean like five, in the past 6 months than I have since I left home and I left having a decent bath. But even when I was at home and 18 years old, the only time I think I've been in the bath since breaching age 10 was when me and my best friends got in it drunk once at a house party. We were wearing bikinis, but that doesn't matter. I think just it is very important to take time for yourself. So remember that you are worth it. You are worth it. And sometimes you have to be a little bit selfish. I'm not saying all the time, I'm all for helping and for working people, but you are important as well. And sometimes I have to tell myself that. Just fucking do it. Just do it. Take some time to yourself. Read a book. Sit on your own. Listen to some music. Just let yourself be yourself. And that's why you don't let stress and worries and anxieties hurt you in any way. And I know one of the biggest worries is money. And that way you feel like you should be working constantly, constantly trying to chase the money. And there's so much stuff in the news at the moment about 20-year-olds and people in their mid-20s literally being one paycheck away from being homeless. And their pay's gone down, because the pay's gone up, but the cost of living's gone up. And I can just say that I know the situation far too well. But again, you have to remain calm and just deal with it logically. If you get all caught up in it, it's not going to make you feel any better or... Yeah, and you are important. Sometimes you've got to be a little bit selfish. And I know we spend so much time, you know, caring for others and looking out for them, but we have to remember that we are important too. Okay, that's enough from me. Bye.